Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that is never the same. Before we get into it, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. We put up video episodes on youtube.com/Chris. Rate and review as always. And today's a special episode because we have a fun guest,
hello.
Morgan from Two Hot Takes.
Hello, hello, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You have been a trooper and a half. We are in the studio in New York, if you're not watching. And every time I come in here, it's like different. We have trees now. Last time, I think there was a curtain. Now we have lights. I mean, it really is just what dreams are made of.
It's coming together for you.
Yeah. Maybe next week we'll have like a concept and like, who knows? Tell people about yourself.
Oh, God, where do I even begin? Morgan from Minnesota. Easy to remember.
Love that.
I live in LA these days. Started a podcast 2 years ago called Two Hot Takes, where we read crazy Reddit stories.
And I'm excited because I'm going on tomorrow.
It's so funny. Your podcast is named Unhinged, too, because it's my favorite word.
Is it?
It's like how I used to describe all of the crazy people that I read their Reddit stories. I'm like, this bitch is unhinged.
That's perfect. I mean, When I started, I was like, oh, okay, this will be a great name that I can kind of cover any topic. I can, you know, but now I just feel like an old person where I'm like,
no.
Oh, welcome back. And I'm like, this isn't as unhinged as I once thought it would be. I'm in my tired era. So
how old are you?
29.
Same.
When's your birthday?
March 4th.
November 5th.
Okay.
I'm a Scorpio. Mm. I thought that was going to be our next question. So I just...
I'm
not an astrology girl.
I want to be so
No,
bad,
no. It's so refreshing. It's so refreshing. I don't even know any... Like, I'm a Scorpio. No. Could not tell you what that means. Every time I look it up, I learn a new adjective.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, I've like been getting into tarot cards. And that's like as far as I think I'll be able to go. Because even that, like, I had to buy the big book. I don't know what they mean.
Oh, you bought a book?
Yeah. I'm really investing.
She's a bookworm. Okay. Now, because Juneteenth just happened, I wanted to dedicate my cause for this episode towards something queer because it's Pride Month, and something black because Juneteenth. And so I am doing the Marsha P. Johnson Institute. They are an organization that protects and defends the human rights of Black transgender people by organizing, advocating, creating an intentional community to heal, develop transformative leadership, and promote collective power. You can go to marshap.org/donate. The link will be down below in this episode or in the description if you're a listener. The topic we're talking about, because it is here with a vengeance, is just summer as a concept. It's honestly starting to feel like summer in this studio. I am schwitzen, as people say. Yeah, I just am not a girl for summer.
I'm not meant for it. I love fall and winter.
Oh my God.
I hate summer with a burning passion.
I have never met someone who has had this take.
Really?
Everyone's always like, what? Summer is...
Summer is not magical after you turn 22 and you're like done with college and you're in the real world. Like, it doesn't have that.
Even in college,
magic.
It wasn't magical because I was like, huh, I guess I'm working every day for the next 3 months.
True.
As opposed to like schoolwork where I would just like type a paper. It's just like slam some keys and pray to God it turned into something. I just don't like the heat. I hate it. Sweating is the reason I don't work out. Like, not that you can tell with my gorgeous physique, but I just am not a summer girl. And I don't know if it's because I have like dysfunctional summer experiences. Like one time at summer camp, there was this thing called a banana boat. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you grew up in Minnesota. Were you by the lake?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like that's the thing in Minnesota is the lakes.
I mean, there's over 10,000 of them.
I couldn't remember if it was Minnesota or like Idaho. No, and then I remember Idaho's like, what, potatoes, Minnesota. Cheese, Mormons?
I think potatoes.
Okay, work. Yeah. Come on, Idahoan.
Iowa's corn.
Oh, Iowa. I thought you said I was corn. No. I was like, work, past life.
I do like corn, but no. Yeah, Minnesota's lit in the summer, but it's...
Is it humid there? Yeah, because the
lake.
It's
humid. Yeah, but it doesn't feel as bad as New York, which is nice. And you have the lake, so it's like... You can cool off.
Yeah.
Like, there's actually...
Well, we have the Hudson River where you can, like, cool off and or, like, just...
I thought that was really dirty.
Yeah, it is. That was the joke. It's, like, where dead bodies are found. Got it. Okay, that was...
It didn't hit.
It didn't land. No, thank you so much. Anyways, one summer I was, like, at summer camp and they had a banana boat. And I was, like... Like, you had to sign up for activities and if it was full, you just were shit out of luck. So I was like, oh my God, I got the banana boat. Like, it was just like such a big deal for my 10-year-old world. So I get the banana boat and, oh no, it was tubing. It was tubing. It was tubing. Wow, how silly of me. It was tubing. I got tubing and that was like the popular one. And I felt so on top of the world. I'm there, like on the tube, there were two people per ride or whatever. So I'm on there. I was determined to hold on till the end. Again, this is like, I'm like 10, 11 maybe. So like, the stakes are high. Like, you can't be a mess. You're trying to be cool. You're trying to collect friends. Like, it's just a brutal time. I'm going through puberty. Like, what a nightmare.
You needed that social capital of being able to stay on the tube the longest.
Yeah, and just be like, oh, fuck yeah. So I do stay on the longest. What I don't realize is that my pants have flown completely off and I have no underwear on.
Oh my God, no. No, no, no.
Furthermore, Your Honor, we couldn't find my bathing suit. So I had to walk through camp with a towel around me. I was self-conscious about my stomach. I have these two moles on the side of me. I mean, I remember doing like the swim test to make sure that I was like allowed to do this. And I would put my fingers over I mean, I was self-conscious to the max. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, woo! And I see everybody like looking back and they're like, I'm like, they're rooting for me. Like, I'm a f-ing rock star. I own this summer camp. No, 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 no. That summer camp owned me in a severe way. That was, and of course, there's so much going on in the tube. I didn't realize that I lost my f-ing swim shorts.
Yeah, you're pulling G's on that thing. Like,
I don't even know what that means, but probably. I mean, do you have any... dysfunctional summer stories?
I didn't lose my shorts. I have a lot. I mean, one summer I didn't really have friends, so I would ride my horse.
I'm familiar, yeah.
I would like ride my horse to Dairy Queen by myself.
No, I said dysfunctional stories. That is like the bossest thing I've ever heard. She's like, yeah, I couldn't drive, so I just took a horse and yeehawed down for a blizzard. Like, what?
Yeah, it was really weird. I would like tie him to a tree at the cemetery because I was scared to ride him through the drive-thru, but, you know, it was fine. Last summer, I went to Mexico with some girlfriends, and it was my first time there. And we drove in from San Diego, and like the morning of, our shuttle canceled on us.
Good.
And so we're like, oh, great, great. My one friend's like, oh, let's just walk across the border. We'll get a cab. I'm like, we are absolutely not getting a cab. Like,
In this economy, let's walk across the border.
This girl's unhinged. Her name is Chill because it's kind of like...
Her name is Chill.
Yeah, it's the irony, like, because she's not Chill.
That's her birth name?
Her name... No, it's Alexis.
Oh. I just, like, I needed to figure that out. I was like, so her parents are hippies. Got it. This is Chill Moonflower.
That it would fit her very well. So we end up getting this random shuttle. Really nice guy. But, like, the minute we get in the car, he starts taking pictures of us. And then all of a sudden we get across the border and we're driving this like blacked out Suburban and it dies. And he pulls off to the side of the road, opens the hood. There's smoke coming out. I'm like, this is a plot. Like, this is a fake smoke thing. This is where we get kidnapped across the border in Tijuana. It started back up. We make it there.
Okay.
But the whole rest of the trip was just unhinged. We got a little too turned. I stole like a stick from the restaurant. Like it was a stick coat rack.
Oh, I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, you can steal a stick from this tree.
I like to steal things from establishments when I drink.
Do you know the sound you're coming home with me?
Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
Yeah.
No, I made that.
You did?
Because I was stealing a fork from a restaurant.
You made
because,
that?
Because you're coming home with me. Yeah, that's me. I made that because my friends always... are like, Chris, are you going to take this? Chris, are you going to take this?
That's me.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, oh my God, I see you like in your soul.
I feel like I'm in the presence of like royalty right now.
Yeah. Don't get too excited. It's still, it's about to get 78 degrees in here. So, although it stopped raining, I think we could maybe open the window.
We'll
explore. Yeah. Maybe after the break. Who knows?
The whole trip though was just unhinged from like, we split up in these two random cabs. We... like had to pee on dirt roads. Chill is really motion sick in cars, so we like were pulling over every 2 seconds. Couldn't pump enough Dramamine in that bitch. Like it was just, it was brutal. So a lot of dysfunctional. I feel like any girls trip you take, there's gonna be issues. Like I don't know one group of girlfriends that have ever had like a normal just girls trip.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to speak. I don't think I've ever had a normal trip. But everything you guys did in Mexico, I feel like is everything I've heard you should not do in Mexico.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we split up. We got into a blacked out car.
Oh, we were hitchhiking. We
pissed on the road.
There's no Ubers. We went to like Valle.
I've never been.
Guadalupe. It's wine country. Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
2 hours from the border or something like that. But yeah, we were hitchhiking, making friends. There was like one restaurant that had goats. So we were just like herding goats around.
Oh, I thought you meant to eat. Okay.
No.
To herd.
Yeah, just a pet.
Oh, just, yeah, it's a pet.
I'm a farm girly, so I...
No, I mean, Minnesota. I'm from Delaware. I got...
Yeah.
We're, like, one and the same.
Yeah.
You just have, like, a Midwestern accent, maybe.
A little.
Did you have to? Did you used to? Did you have to?
It'll
did
come
you
out.
Have to have an accent?
It'll come out.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So I actually asked you guys to call in with dysfunctional summer stories or memories of your own. And in the future, you guys can call in to 310-844-6459. I swear to God, every time I read that phone number, I feel like I am... Who is that guy's name? Howard Stern. I don't know. I feel like I'm running a radio show, but clearly not because I can barely run my life correctly. Anyways, let's hear from one of y'all. Hit it.
Hi, Chris. It's Carson.
Hey, Carson.
I saw your Instagram story saying to call in with funny or dysfunctional summer stories and memories. And I have a really funny one to share.
Please
so my
better.
Family lives on the lake. And last summer, my dad let me take our jet ski out for a drive for the first time by myself. And when I came back to our dock and tried to park the jet ski, I couldn't get it up on our ramp, and he kept yelling at me to like floor it. And so I did, and I basically flew the entire jet ski up on top of our dock. I went past the ramp and literally landed the front of the jet ski on the dock, and my dad started yelling at me, and he gets really worked up easily, and we just kind of laugh about it. And the whole family was there. The whole family was dying laughing. And so my dad goes to push the jet ski backwards so that it like lands back on the dock. He like got on the ramp and pulled the jet ski backwards. And when he did that, he flipped backwards and fell into the lake. And like, it was just the most chaotic, funniest moment because I was trying to park the jet ski, and the whole time he was, like, yelling at me because I wasn't hitting the gas enough.
Oh, you hit the gas.
And he just yelled at me to hit it, and I did, and then obviously it went onto the dock. And then he kind of got his karma because then he fell in the water, and we still laugh about it to this day. My entire family has not let either of us live it down, and it's one of my favorite funny summer memories. So yeah, there's my story. I love you so much. Love the podcast. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Wow. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a jet ski landing on the dock, tackling my dad into the lake, turns out. Wow. All I learned from that story is that one, y'all have money, and two, y'all are white. You are white. Okay, jet ski. Have you ever ridden a jet ski?
Yeah, my boyfriend has one.
Oh, my boyfriend has one.
Yeah, they're not cheap, though. They're like,
they're so expensive.
Like, they're really expensive. Like a down payment of a house.
Yeah. Like, get a boat. No.
Are you from Minnesota? Are you okay?
Boat. No. Boat. Oh, is that like how I said it?
A boat.
Oh, I thought you were laughing because boats are crazy or expensive, no, which I thought they were, but
they are. They're
boat. Is that how I said it?
Yeah. You sound like you're Canadian or from Minnesota. That's how
maybe
I say
am.
It.
I don't know. Maybe I was adopted. Let's do a.
You'd fit in.
Let's do a doc, Netflix, you know, sign us up or
Ancestry. Yes. DNA. 2020.
No, I've done enough of those. They always come back 100% European, like not even like 0.01 anything.
Okay, colonizer.
No, it's giving like colonizer Clemens. Yeah, it's not great, but it is my truth. Now we're going to get into some pop culture stories because, once again, I never have any idea what is going on. So we're just going to read some headlines, read some stories, and talk our shit.
Okay, let's do it.
Do you like talking shit?
Oh, it's what I do for a living.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Same. We're in the same boat. Not jet ski. First up, we have Pedro Pascal got an eye infection from letting Game of Thrones fans recreate his death scene with him. All right. Wait. Pedro Pascal's from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a Game of Thrones girly or a Pedro Pascal girly. I mean, like, I don't...
Are you okay?
No, haven't been since, like, literally 93.
Pedro is, like, such a moment right now. He's so...
No, I know he's so a moment beautiful. And he's, like, beautiful. That's, like, the extent of which I know about him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's... So, I don't...
Yeah, Game of Thrones, he was this... Oh, my God, he was so hot. And he was this very, like, sexually fluid guy. So, he would, like, go to the brothels and, like... hook up with guys and girls and like ooh. Just had the best.
Suddenly best I'm watching scene. Game of Thrones.
Well, especially for Pedro. I mean, his character was unreal, but
The first and only episode of Game of Thrones I saw was the Red Wedding episode.
Oh,
God. And I was like, yeah, I don't think this is for me.
Well, just, that's why you're traumatized.
Well,
it was heartbreaking.
Yeah, for me. I was like, what's happening? My friends were like, just watch this week's Game of Thrones with us. And I was like, I won't know what's going on, but like, sure. And I was just like stoned a little, maybe. But I was just sitting there and I was like,
that's the worst possible place they could have started you. Like, that episode sent me to therapy.
Yeah, I get it. I watched it recently on YouTube, just like the scene. Yeah. For those who haven't seen Game of Thrones also, I watched like that specific scene that make the red. Yeah, the scene. TM. And I like a couple years later and I was like, yep, exactly how I remembered.
Yeah, no.
Horrifying.
That you gotta start season one and you have to give it at least 3 episodes because it's a slower burn.
I feel like any show you have to give like 3 to 5 episodes.
Well, and then you'll have these people that are so mean about it and they're like, if I have to give a show 3 episodes to get into it, it's not a good show. And I'm like,
okay, tell me what shows you watch that are 1 episode and you're hooked.
There's not a lot of bangers.
There's not. Like maybe that Nicole Kidman therapy show in New York. What is that called? I like know the ending and that's how I want to.
I don't know.
On HBO.
Oh, Big Little Lies? No?
No, well, Big Little Lies obviously good. Is a slight, but there is. Oh, fuck it. I don't know why I have a goddamn podcast. Anyways, let's get into the story. Pedro Pascal's time in Westeros ended. Is that? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you. Ended not only with his character's death, but with an eye infection. The actor opened up about how his encounters with overzealous Game of Thrones fans led to said ailment because of their very specific selfie requests. I remember earlier on, because of Game of Thrones and the way my character died, people were super into taking selfies with their thumbs in my eyes.
Yeah.
Pascal recalled the and then I remember getting a bit of an eye infection. He added with a laugh. Oh, yeah.
Sweetie, that means someone had poop on their hands.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
It sounds like he got pink eye from someone touching his eyes, which means someone probably had poop on their hands. Or some sort of nasty bacteria from not washing their hands.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I didn't think about that. It's just like, oh, people have dirty hands. No, it's like literal like fecal on their hands.
Ugh.
That's really... Would you let someone take a selfie with you like that? I just like have... I have like... Even if that was like a character-defining moment for a fucking fiction, I would never let someone touch my eyes like that.
No. I'd be... I'm like kind of a Keanu when I take pictures with people.
Do you like stand like... Not touching them.
I just like slightly hover my hand because I don't want to like touch them if they don't want me to touch them.
Well, I also just like don't want to touch them. Not
well, what if they're sweaty?
Like I'm also sweaty, so I'm very much like the put the hand like
you're a hover, like yeah.
I love a hover.
Yeah,
love like a hover. And also when people ask for the hugging selfies, I never look good in them because I'm like this and then like my chin is doing like a whole thing and my neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more trauma dumping than you asked for. I got it.
No, my friend in college scarred me. So you say that and I don't like pictures from the side angle either because like I have this thing in my head. It's called a booty do. It's where your belly is bigger than your booty. And my friend told me that in college. And I will never not think about that. Like every time I put on a dress, I'm like, these Spanx got to get smaller because my booty do is popping today. So I'm
booty
just,
do.
I'm just, I don't know where the name came from.
No, I'm trying to figure that in my head up. And I've surrendered trying to understand
belly,
already.
Belly booty dump. Trip.
I don't know, but I've thought about that. How like sometimes I have a decent ass, you know, like she's there.
Yeah.
She's popping, but like. I'm like, oh my God, so is my stomach. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but like it really proportionally is just a mind f-. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, well, when you have a uterus too, sometimes they puff out. Like even sometimes the skinniest little girls, they still got that uterus popping. Like,
yeah, it's that's why I think
anatomy.
I think that's why I've like given up on trying to look skinny or it's like I am the way I am.
Yeah. You're beautiful.
You're all beautiful the way you are.
I ate a box of Wheat Thins for breakfast. Yeah. It's okay. We're just out here trying to survive.
I haven't eaten breakfast, which isn't making a great case for me, but I just am not a breakfast girl.
No.
We're going to move on. Tupac Shakur's sister tears up as late rapper gets star in Hollywood Walk of Fame. Tupac Shakur's sister, Set Shakur, became emotional while speaking at her late brother's recent Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony. On Wednesday, June 7th, the music icon, actor, and activist was posthumously given a star on Hollywood Boulevard as family, friends, and fans paid tribute to his legacy. Tupac knew deep down that he was always meant for something great, she said. And as his little sister, I had the privilege to watch his greatness unfold.
Hmm.
That is so nice. I feel like everyone is getting a star on the Walk of Fame. Not like...
All you have to do is pay for it.
What?
Yeah.
God, I really don't know anything useful.
The celebrities, like, they buy them for themselves. It's not free.
Oh, this is, like, when I found out that, like, people have to pay for their, like, Oscars. And they're, like, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, look at us. Like, yeah, Emmy Awards, if you win, you have to pay, like, $800 to, like, get the award.
Okay,
otherwise, you don't get it.
YouTube gives you a free plaque. Come on.
I know. They said fuck health insurance, but here's a plaque.
Oh my God.
I know. I didn't realize you had to pay for the star.
Yeah. So like a lot of like people's friends, like I think Courtney Cox's friends paid for hers or something. But
if I were Courtney Cox's friends, I'd be like, that bitch can pay for it herself. Well, yeah. She's got the money.
Honestly,
unless
though,
it was like Jennifer Aniston.
I think it was. Well, her and Lisa Kudrow showed up for the ceremony.
Oh, cute.
But oh my God, Courtney's out there like being Monica. She's been out there in the streets cleaning her star.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Friends, so I don't understand the reference. Listen.
Oh my God.
I can't do shows with laugh tracks.
Oh, that I did rewatch recently and I was like, this is brutal.
No, I just, I missed the boat originally when everyone got into it. tried getting into it because of societal pressure.
Yeah.
And I literally was just like, I can't.
It's not that good.
Thank you for being honest. Like, everyone's like, what a shame.
I'm shocked, but it's like, it's not incredible. Like, New Girl is better.
I've seen New Girl when it was airing on TV, and then it became huge after. It's and I was good. Like, I don't remember any of it.
So good.
Yeah, I need to stop talking because I'm like only incriminating myself socially.
Go New Girl. Go New Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why you're attacking me, Jake. Kelly Clarkson delivers electrifying flash mob performance at a coffee shop. I'm going to skip that one because I don't want to dislike Kelly Clarkson.
Do you have beef with her?
No, but I feel like after I read that if I'm at a coffee shop, the last thing I want is a flash mob.
I'd have a panic attack, to be honest.
Flash mobs are only acceptable outside. In a confined space, that is sociopathic.
What do you think about flash mob proposals?
What a waste of time and money, but to each their own.
I think I'd say no.
No, I mean, I didn't say what my answer would be. Yeah. I just, you know, if they happened to me, it would be a hard pass. And for those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah.
100%. But for other people, I feel like such... Like, I used to be so judgmental, and I mean, obviously, I still am, but I'm very much in the phase of, like, let people do what they want. But
to each their own, yeah.
But I still hate it, you know? Like,
it's a little corny.
That's crazy.
But I'm trying to be better about not yucking other people's yums.
Yes, and that's what I mean, I want to, and that's, like, what I used to do a lot, but now I'm like, oh, that's, like, what they wanted for their situation. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, ugh, I miss being a snarkier bitch.
Yeah.
I hate being a good person.
How do you
Chris
do
Clemens,
it?
Self-proclaimed good person. I hear it, f***ers, okay? I hear it. A drag queen inspired Ursula in The Little Mermaid. What real drag stars think of the remake? Have you seen that picture of Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
Someone did her so dirty. That... I think I could do better Ursula makeup.
Yeah. I've heard some things, though, where, like, they did so much, like, computers.
CGI.
Yeah. So the makeup was, like, supposed to look almost like a blank slate for the CGI.
Oh.
But that could be a rumor. So we should fact check.
Melissa McCarthy's team is really working double time.
Yeah, like, the PR.
It was for the movie. We were being generous to the animators.
The PR team put a good spin on.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we're doing it for the makeup artist. Before Ginger Minj would dominate multiple seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race, act in major movies, and write a cookbook. Ginger Minj wrote a cookbook? She was a young boy in 1980s Florida looking back into the eyes of an octopus and seeing herself look back. I feel like I had nobody, Minj says. Then all of a sudden, the most gorgeous creature I've ever seen turns around. That's how I felt about Ursula. The inspiration for the cauldron-stirring tentacled witch, voiced by Pat Carroll, came from an unlikely place, drag. Specifically, Divine, the drag alter ego of Harris Glenn. I'm confused by who wrote that and if they have a journalism and or English degree.
I thought they were talking about a real octopus in Florida for a second. Like, I thought this was, like,
Ursula is a real octopus.
Well, I thought, like, he was, like, I had an awakening when I met a real octopus. Like, basically the Netflix documentary, My Octopus Teacher. Like, that's what it was giving. Have you seen it?
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, my God. You're so uncultured.
No, I am. That's why we do this. So I can, like, understand what the f*** is going on.
You're just going to come to my hotel after. We're going to put on Friends. We're going to put on My Octopus
Teacher.
Okay,
we'll skip Friends. We'll go straight to Octopus Teacher.
This guy, like, is an ocean swimmer, and he, like, goes into the ocean every day and, like, makes friends with an octopus and follows it through its life. It's beautiful. They literally become besties.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to be besties with an octopus. I'm, like, not even kidding.
You'll never want to eat them again. I already don't.
They're way too smart.
They're beautiful, and they're so smart.
They're so smart. You'll I ate one it. Once. Or I used to, like, be down for it, and then I, like, learned how smart they were, and yeah. I was like, oh, they're smarter than me. They should be eating me, like, raw with rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Oh, my God.
It's right up your alley.
Wait, is it, like, a series or, like,
just one documentary.
Oh!
Quickie.
Sorry. Yeah. I just climaxed. Oh, speaking of Little Mermaid, the Little Mermaid makeup artist reacts to offensive and ridiculous criticism of Ursula's look. This is the story I'm interested in. The Little Mermaid makeup artist isn't sinking under the weight of criticism from the queer community for his work in transforming Melissa McCarthy into Ursula the Sea Witch. I find that very offensive, King told Insider. Why can't I do as good of a job as a queer makeup artist?
Because you probably just can't.
Buddy, just read the fucking room. How about that? Alan Menken, and your last name is Menken, who worked on the music for the 1989 Little Mermaid movie, previously confirmed to EW that the original Ursula character was crafted with inspiration from drag legend Divine. That led to many noting that a queer artist should have been involved in Melissa's transformation, or that a drag queen should have been cast in the role. Let's run with that one. Like, I mean, yeah, I think a queer person would just be better at makeup in general than a straight man. But listen, what do I know? But
that would have been iconic.
A drag queen?
Love Melissa, but that would have
Listen, I love a good identity theft, a good spy. Melissa, sit this one out. Not your movie. Oh my God, like, RuPaul should have been Ursula. Are we f***ing ourselves right now?
Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
Disney's not good at casting, though. We know this.
Well, we know this. Disney's like, all right, we don't even have, like, a gay character, I'm pretty sure. They're like, we're going to stick a drag queen. They're like, we made Ariel black. Progress. I'm like, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Now, before we carry on with today's episode, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, which is Dipsy. Now, if you guys do not know, Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. Radically inclusive, Dipsy has stories for straight and queer listeners, and 56% of stories are voice acted by people of color. Now, new content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. They also have soothing sleep stories, wellness sessions, and sexy stories that you can read. And for listeners of Unhinged with Chris Clemens, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or heat things up with a partner. dipsystories.com/unhinged. Let's get back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
All right, let's hear another voicemail. I'm tired of reading, honestly. And we all heard how wonderful of a job I did with it.
I think you did great.
I didn't. Don't lie.
I'm going to make you read.
Hi, Chris. So Hi. You posted on Instagram that you wanted some True. Summer memories. And I'd like to share a story with you from work a few weeks ago.
I feel like you're technically
So I'm a stripper. Bed. And a few weeks ago, I was at work. Okay. And I approached a group of guys.
Okay.
So, you know, I went up to one of them and I started flirting with him. And he explained to me that he was gay, but his friend, he thought that I would be his type. So he walked me over to his friend and we start talking, and this man's like a heavier set guy, kind of nerdy. He was like really awkward and a little, he felt like a little uncomfortable with his friend buying him a dance, but, you know, I did it. Everything was fine. And then his friend ended up buying him, like, a half an hour VIP room. So we go up to VIP, and we sit down on the couch, and he says, "You don't need to dance on me. I just want to talk." And I was like, okay. So I just sat there with this guy, and we talked, and he shared stories about this woman he's been seeing online and blah, blah, blah. And I ended up teaching him some stretches because he explained to me that he had some back pain. And then the room ended in him asking me to slow dance with him like it was prom. Like, we saved room for Jesus and everything. And then the VIP guy knocked on the door and was like, "Oh, you guys have been in here for way more than a half an hour." I totally lost track of time because I was just having so much fun with this guy. So, yeah, that's my, I guess, fun story from the summer. Love you, Chris. I watch your videos all the time.
Thank you.
I even watch them with my mom. She refers to you as our boy, which I think is super cute. Bye.
Oh my god, bye. And
I was literally about to cry.
That is the most beautiful story I've ever heard. Oh my god. And then I gave him some stretches because his back hurt. I mean, Disney couldn't write a movie like that.
No, they can't compete.
Disney writing a movie about a stripper is just so funny to think about.
I love strip clubs.
I love
them.
I feel like we'd be really good friends. We have a lot in common.
Should we go after this?
I'm down. Oh my god, I just have a dinner at like 7:30. Otherwise, I'm so down for a strip club.
I went to Austin last year, and I was like sitting on the stage. It was my boyfriend's first time. We took
at a strip club?
Yeah. 28 at the time. First time.
Good for him.
I know, he's just such a little angel.
Aww.
So we take him, and all of a sudden, like, it's like my friend Alejandra, Justin, and then me. And the stripper is like doing the main stage dance and like grinding on the stage, like doing that, like the ass bump. I don't know. They're so talented.
No, it's like the way I have envy.
I can't even imagine. And all of a sudden she goes, "Alejandra? Justin? Morgan!" I'm like, she recognized us from my podcast.
Stop.
Yeah, she was our dancer. It was so cool.
That's epic.
Yeah, that was a good summer story. I probably should start.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but this is the most wholesome thing in the world.
That was like, that was like
beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Slow dancing like it's prom. Maybe because
with Jesus in the room,
he never got that opportunity, so he wanted to have it with someone.
No, that. the room guard looks and he's like, "You guys a bit slow dancing."
Like, it's this, like, isn't
the strip club version of big boobs. Big boobs. Well, speaking of dysfunctional summer stories, mine has nothing to do with a strip club, but I did this thing in high school, or I got like nominated by my high school. I don't really know how I ended up here, but I was like, there's this thing called Gov School. I'm not going to try to explain what it was because I still don't understand, but I went for like acting and whatever. It's like a week in the summer and like you hone in on the craft that you're there for. So there were people there for like math maybe. And they like, I literally, this sounds like I'm making it up.
No, it sounds very special.
Really?
Invite only. Exclusive. You sound very smart.
I went for literal theater. Like, girl, no. There were people there for like science and like math. And I'm like,
STEM girlies.
Yeah. And I'm just like sitting here and like, scene. And I, in the summers, was a ball boy, like in tennis, those people who run along the net. We had, okay, girl, shut up.
All the things.
So,
you've done it all. You've truly
no,
done
I have
it all.
Done every job oh under the God. Sun, and I didn't get paid for this, mind you. So there was this thing called World Team Tennis, and like a select cities would have like a tennis team. So there was like the Philadelphia Freedoms, the Delaware Smash, like the Houston, whatever the f***s. And so in Delaware, they would need ball kids to like volunteer. And so I would always do it because I was like a big tennis kid. I like loved tennis, was like obsessed with tennis players. And so I was like, this is such a cool way. Like, sometimes Serena and Venus came through.
Oh, that's
Andre Agassi, like,
Oh, no, I was going to say Bill Murray. I was thinking of Andre Agassi.
Who's the other one? Novak?
I don't think he ever came through. But my favorite player of all time was Andy Roddick. Do I think now that most of that had to do with looks? 100%. Because was he that great? No. Love you, Andy, but no. Not great. And not the worst. Not great. So I had always been waiting for him to be one of like the guest players. It is like the last year I'm eligible to like volunteer. And it's announced that he, that the Delaware Smash would be playing in Philly. And he was the guest player. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit. My dreams are coming true.
This is my shot.
I'm like a junior or I'm either the summer in between sophomore and junior year or junior and senior year. So I'm like either 16 or 17, I guess. Oh, God. So Gov School happens and it's the same week that I'm at. Oh, and you like we slept over at Gov School. So it was okay. it was at the University of Delaware. So I'm like, shit, I can't go and ball kid for Andy Roddick in Philly. And so I was like, Mom, can you please call them and tell them that like I need to leave for the evening and I'll be back that same night. And she's like, well, do you have anything? And I was like, well, there's, and then I forgot that I told her like 2 days prior that as one of the things we were doing for Gov School, we were seeing a play or something. And my mom was like, oh, you're seeing a play. I'm not allowed. Like, you have to go to that. And I was like, I'm going to that. So I told my mom that the play got moved to a different day. And so she said, okay, made the call and then picked me up. Me knowing full well that I was straight up lying to this bitch. And we go to Philly. I held his towel. I like threw him balls when he needed to serve. Like I was like living.
Oh my God.
So I go home. I get back to Gov School. Everything's fine. Lived my dream. I was like, oh my God. See, I can do it all. I was like, there's no way my mom will find out. At the end of the week, was it like music? Maybe it wasn't academics. It was like arts. No, I think it was academics and arts. Some of like the musicians played and like you kind of show what you learned in the week. So when the theater kids get up there, I'm sitting there. I see my family in the audience and the theater teacher decides to take this moment to do a monologue of a recap of everything we did this week at Gov School. And the way that this is so crystal clear in my brain. I'm sitting there and I hear this recap and I start thinking, holy shit. Holy shit. Like, holy shit. She's talking. I remember my hands were behind my back. I'm like clenching my hands thinking, what the f-? I hear her starting to talk about the field trip. She's talking in a microphone in like a little theater, my mini theater at UD. And as she's talking, she's like, and then we all went on a field. And as she's saying on a field trip, I was like, like thinking that I was covering the sound of her on the microphone. So the cat's out of the fucking bag that I lied to my mom. All these kids after the ceremony are like going up to their parents, hugging them. I missed you. I literally, I go to my mom and I'm like, I mean, you could have cut the tension with a fucking knife, nail cutter. I mean, you name it. You could have cut the tension with it. I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, hey, how y'all doing? Like, that was me.
Oh, no.
And so we get in the car. And everything's fine. Like, my mom's not going to make a scene. But I could tell something was up. We get in the car. Game over. Ova Kanova, Maria Sharapova.
Damn.
Yeah.
We're that close.
I really thought I was in the clear. Oh. And then my snake of a theater teacher.
Just a little rat.
My mom sucks. Still talks about that. She's like, that really broke my trust. I was like, Mom, I'm in high school. Why did you even trust me to begin with?
Yeah, you sound like you were a lot better kid than me.
What? Why?
I grew up in Duluth, Minnesota, Hermantown specifically.
Okay, work, Herman.
There was 5,800 people in my town. It was very small.
Oh my God.
And so we started drinking a little early.
Sure, and as so one does.
We ended up like, I was at Heather's house. I'm at Heather's house, Mom. It's fine. No, I was at some boy's house, me and my friends. Oh. And all of a sudden, she's like calling me and I don't answer. All of a sudden, I hear at the top of the stairs, Morgan, if you're down there, get upstairs right now. She found this person's house. We didn't have Find My iPhone back then or Find My
And she
friends.
Didn't know this family or anything?
No. She just broke into their house and took me out. Yeah. She was a bit of a badass. I don't know how she found me, but she did.
Did you ever ask her?
No.
Oh, my God. I need to know.
No. I don't know if she called the phone company. I don't know. She's got secrets.
Holy shit.
But if I have kids, I'm going to have to ask. Cause
see, that's like, I think about like, oh, I want kids. And then I'm like, oh, I think about me as a kid. I'm like, do I?
The karma that I'm going to get?
Oh, see, that's like what I'm scared of. It's going to be jet ski on the dock kind of karma.
Yeah.
It's not going to be cute.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I thought I was like, I mean, I was a pretty good liar as a kid. And I really just thought I had that one in the bag.
What's the other, like, what's another big lie you told?
See, this is the problem is that, like, I would do it so effortlessly that I would never like think about it. Like I just, this makes me sound psychotic. I can't think of a lie, but I will say that I keyed my mom's car with a rock because she put me in timeout at a friend's house. Yeah. That's
how many panels of the car?
I think two. It was like the front passenger and then the, like the door behind. And it was like a minivan. So it like slid open. So it's like, it's not like, it would just like cover the good panel with a scratch when you would open it. I mean, listen, don't put baby in a corner. Gross. gross. Let's hear another voicemail and then we'll tie this up with a bow because I need to stop telling stories about my life on the internet. They are less and less cute.
Oh my God, Chris. Okay. I hope you use this and this is a long story, so I'm going to try to make it short as possible.
We're in for a good one.
Listen. So one time when I was in high school, I used to hang out with a bunch of friends. I was kind of a little quirky, a little silly girl in high school. And so I hung out with people that were older than me. But we always used to have bonfires in this canyon in my small town. And so one night we were having a bonfire at this canyon and all of a sudden this truck rolled up and this old lady and kind of younger guy like showed up and they were like super drunk and they were hanging out with us and they were like saying some weird shit, being really creepy, whatever. So it was kind of weird. We were just kind of giggling, laughing at them the whole time. But then they went back to their truck and they started having sex in their truck right next to us. And we were like, oh my God, what the fuck is even going on here? And then when she came out and she was like crying and she was like, this guy is like, he is like really mad at me and we can't start this truck and we don't have any way to get there, like anywhere we need to go. So can you please take us back to town? And we were like, no, we're not going to let you in our cars. We're not driving you anywhere. She was like, please, like, okay, you guys. And we were like, no, we're not doing that. And then our guy friend that was with us went up to the truck to talk to the guy. And and the guy had a gun. And he was like, oh, my God. So we called the police. The police showed up. And when the police showed up, the old woman walked up to us while the guy was still in the car, walked up to us and was like, hey, I'm with you guys. I'm not with him. If the cops ask, I'm a friend of your mom's. I'm not with this guy. So the cop showed up and he came up to us and he was like, so who did you call us for? And we were like, her, obviously. And she was like, oh my God. So anyways, long story short, Jesus Christ. we've ended up finding out that the truck that they were in was stolen and that guy was like completely underage. And so they took her and him away in a police car. Fast forward, like 7 months. We got all, me and my friends got like a subpoena in the mail from the courts saying that we needed to show up to testify for her because she was like in trouble for all of this. And we were like, oh my God. So we had to go to court to testify against her because she was like sleeping with an underage kid and they had stolen this truck. But plot twist, when I told my mom and all my brothers about this woman and the subpoena I got, I said that her name, which I won't say, obviously, I said her name, and it turns out she was my brother's high school teacher that he had sex with. What? So, anyways, I guess she was into younger guys.
Oh, my God.
And that was crazy. And I love you so much. Love you and the team. I hope you have the best f***ing day and the best f***ing summer of your life. Bye.
Okay, you win. You win.
No, you when?
Oh my God.
At first I was like, why are you talking so fast? Because you just explained to us a full feature film. Oh
yeah.
My God. I don't know why I was under the, I mean, wait.
Wow.
I don't know why I was under the impression the guy with the gun was like an old man.
I was envisioning.
I didn't realize it was like a 16-year-old.
No, I was envisioning like 20s for sure. And I, when the lady was like, tell him I'm with you, I was thinking like, okay, maybe she has a warrant out or something. But that.
Or I just thought like, wow, maybe she didn't want to get roped in with that guy. Because again, I thought he was like some older guy.
Wow.
So then her brother ended up having sex with that teacher?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
I mean, okay. Suddenly I'm feeling much better about this podcast being called Unhinged.
It fits the vibe.
Oh my God.
100%.
I have no follow-up. I have no follow-up.
Canyon parties are pretty lit. We used to do them. And like,
what the fuck is a canyon party?
Well, I'm envisioning ours. We had like these little quarries. It was like an old rock quarry.
Oh, okay.
And so we, every year it was like this iconic, we'd call it the Jersey party. So everyone showed up and there were thousands of people there from all of like the local high schools, but we were now in college. Jersey party. It was literally Project X out in the woods. And that's wow. What I'm envisioning for this friend.
Wow. Well, this was Project XXX apparently. I mean, what? Oh my God.
I wonder if she was still a teacher at this time and if that was another student.
And I'm wondering, never mind.
If she's still in jail.
No, I was going to say if that was James Charles in a costume, but I rag on him all the time, but what a f-ing predator. Anyways, on that note, let's end the show. Thank you so much for listening this week. I mean, I really am going to have to debrief this with my therapist this week because I am shook.
Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, this was so fun. Was so I can't wait to go on Two Hot Takes tomorrow.
I know. I'm going to find stripper stories now.
Oh, shit.
Wood, underage sex. It's going to be good.
Go check out Two Hot Takes wherever you listen to podcasts.
Everywhere.
Gorgeous. Everywhere. Thank you so much. Morgan's info will be down below as well as her podcast info. Be sure to rate and review Unhinged with Chris Clemens and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And yeah, thank you Justin, Jake, and Sam and Keegan, our New York guy, for helping us out. Thank you, Morgan, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you next time. Later.